Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on salam, and specifically the chapter on the manner of offering the salam. So today's hadith we learn, continuing also from yesterday, as far as the pitch of the salam is concerned. In other words, how loud must salam be made, or how soft must salam be made? What note in terms of voice should be used? Should it be so loud that it hurts the listener? Should it be so soft that the listener has to extend his ear extra to listen to the salam? What voice also, even that is shown to us in our beautiful Shariat, that what words to be used, how the words are to be used, when it is to be used. And then inshallah, as we're going more ahead, we'll find that who should be greeting, who also is shown to us first, who should be giving the salam first. So anyway, today's hadith got to do and teaches us a very important principle as far as salam is concerned, is that when we're giving salam also, that voice at that level also should be such that it considers everyone around us. This riayat and consideration is something which is very, very important in deen. It's a short hadith, but it teaches us a very important lesson and usul in deen. And that lesson is, in carrying out something that is sunnah, something that is preferable, we shouldn't be at the same time doing something that is haram, i.e., that which causes inconvenience to those around us in the manner in which we make salam. وعن المقداد رضي الله عنه في حديثه الطويل قال كنا نرفع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نصيبه من اللبن فيجيء من الليل يوقظ نائما ويسمع اليقظان فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسلم كما كان يسلم رواه مسلم. Al-Miqdad radiallahu anhu, it's a lengthy hadith, he narrates that we used to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's share of milk to him at night. He would come and offer salam in a tone that would not awaken those who were asleep, but it could be heard by those who were awake. فَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا لَا يُوقِذُ نَائِمًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make salam in such a way that it would not wake up the person that is asleep, and it could also be heard by yaqdan, and those people that were awake, they could hear it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tone was such a beautiful manner that when giving this salam also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would say it in such a tone, because now milk was being taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at night. At night, you know, these people that will be sleeping. So the way he would make salam is, if anybody was sleeping, they won't get disturbed with the sleep. If anyone was awake, they would hear the salam. So taking consideration of those that are awake and those that were sleeping, this was the tone that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would make salam. The ulama explained one very important usul from this, is that very often we do things that are preferable. Yeah, we know salam is sunnah. But when doing something that's preferable, we shouldn't go into that avenue that ends us up in haram. Very simple example. This is one good example. Where a person is sleeping, person is fast asleep. Now to disturb a sleeping person unnecessarily, that is not permissible in Islam. You're causing him takleef. So like that, we're doing something that's preferable, but you're causing takleef to someone else. Another example that is common is a person is in the masjid and he's parked his car behind someone else. So he may be reading long nafil namaz, he may be reading long sunnat namaz, and then that person that is in front wants to come out, but now he is being jammed up by a person behind him. So in doing something that is nafil, something that is sunnat, we are causing harm to someone else. The better thing to do is move the car and then come back and read as long namaz as you want. So this is another example. Another common example is a person is owing someone money. He's owing someone money, and yet despite him owing that person money, he goes for nafil umrah, he goes for nafil hajj, and he pulls that person. And unnecessarily, the person is in need of the money. It's not that, sometimes you get the situation, the person says, don't worry, I don't mind, you can take your time and pay me. Then it's a different issue. But where a person needs the money and the person is holding the money back, he's not giving his creditors the money, he's holding it back, he's going for umrah, he's going for hajj. Yesterday one complaint came like this, that this person is owing me money, but yet in December he went to one country for a holiday, and then he came back and he went for umrah somewhere, and we are just waiting for our money, but we're not getting it, and we are in need. Things are very tight at the moment, but what do we do? This is how people are behaving. So this is things that we have to be very careful of. Sometimes we're like, one year one person phoned, says that he wants to slaughter a bull for qurbani. He's got a strong desire to slaughter a bull. So now that is something that is good, to slaughter a big animal, to slaughter a animal that is looking good. It's something that's preferable, something that's desirable. But I asked him, that, are you owing anybody any money, that instead of slaughtering a sheep, now you want to slaughter a bull? He said, yeah, I'm owing people money. He said, the better thing for you to do is to pay these people that money. Forget about that shock and the desire to slaughter a big bull. The better thing is to pay the people that you're owing money and slaughter a sheep. There's no harm. You'll end up doing something that is better for something that is less good. So these are things that we keep in mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us in a very simple way. The way he would make salam is he will reconcile between everything, between that is preferable and also remaining away from that which is harm. Our akabir in tasawuf will be very, very careful of this. That you're doing something that is good, ensure that you're not causing any harm to anybody else. When you're waking up for tahajjud also at home, if there are others that want to sleep, they don't want to wake up, don't disturb them, don't make a noise. Sometimes you're answering a phone, somebody may be sleeping, somebody may not be well, be careful you don't disturb them. Nowadays also it's very common, people are complaining that these pedal courts that have come up in various places, many times there's flats next to it, there's houses next to it, and after Isha till late at night people are playing. Or sometimes a person is having a bra at his house and there's a lot of noise and he's got neighbors around him. All these things we have to be very, very considerate. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so considerate with the tone of his salam, how careful we have to be about parties and about noise and about disturbing others at night. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.